It's 20.
It's Tiff's 20 with your host, Tiffany Thornton.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to Tiff's 20 yet again. It's been so long since I've done one of these because I have two little babies that need me every day, every minute, all the time. Technically, I have like three babies because I have a husband, so he's like a baby. Ding, ding, correct. Anyway, welcome. I missed you guys. I'm excited to do another podcast because I just love y'all. So thanks for tuning in. All right, first things first, Twitter questions. My girl at BrookeTX, she's my friend. She tweeted me and asked me if I could go on vacation anywhere, where would it be? All right, this is going to sound kind of terrible, but I would go on vacation by myself anywhere. I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, I love my babies. I love my husband, but I haven't had alone time for longer than like 20 minutes in like 2.5 years because, which is great. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I love my kids. I blog. I love my job. I love what I do for a living. I love my people, everything, but I would love also to sleep in and not have to wake up and cook breakfast for anyone, not have to get up at 3 in the middle of the night because somebody's crying and needs your mom. My husband's perfectly capable of helping the babies in the middle of the night, but he works during the day, so I have to get up and do it. So, Brooke, I want to go on vacation anywhere, and I want to go by myself. I want to go to a hotel, literally, go to a hotel, sleep in, order room service for breakfast, sleep some more, order room service again, get a massage at the hotel, go back to sleep, wake up, and then go home. Just a day, it's all I'm asking for. It's just a Hilton, anywhere.
I honestly thought you were going to say at 3 o'clock in the morning when somebody... I thought it was going to be, Chris needs you to go grab something for him. I really thought you were going to say that.
Like he's the pregnant person?
Yeah. I just want some juicy juice.
I really need an ice cream bar. I don't know why I did that voice. He doesn't sound anything like that. And don't take that as some hint that I'm pregnant because I'm faux show. Not pregnant again. Oh my gosh, that would be... Nope, not. That would be so crazy. Hey, do y'all know my friend, DJ Kramer?
Hey.
Hey, that's DJ Kramer at Doug Kramer Live.
At Doug Kramer Live.
I am getting so good at that. He is a DJ here, and he's super awesome. He records my podcast for me and chimes in every once in a while. Coolest thing about him. Oh, that was beautiful. Coolest thing about him is, like I've said before, his wife's name is Tiffany. And like I've said before, that's not the coolest thing about him, but...
It's up there.
She's pretty awesome. She's actually watching my two children and their two children right now that are all the same age. Two 2-year-olds and two half a year-olds.
Yeah. That's a technical term.
Anyway, that's a good woman right there. 4 kids at once. All right. Anyway, so yeah, Brooke, girl, let's go somewhere anywhere without our husbands or children. Brooke's my friend, so... I'm going to do another Twitter question from Shane Johnson, which his Twitter name, I'm pretty sure it's at YaNoSoV616. I just really like that. YaNoSo. Anyway, he asked, I love your music with Kermit. Any plans to do more music? Love you and your voice. Aw, thank you. And I love my song with Kermit too. And because it's about to be Christmas, you can go on iTunes and search Tiffany Thornton and buy my song. It's called I Believe. I think, yeah, I believe it's called I Believe, and I did it with Kermit, like years ago. How many years ago was that I did that song? I don't know, but it was a while ago, and I got to perform it at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Whoa, whoa, it was so cool, and me and Kermit go way back. We're best friends, so download our song, please. You can also check out my blog at disneybaby.com. Because, you know, I blog, talking about being a mom and my kids and how awesome it is. Anyway, I do plan to do more music, Shane. I am heading to Nashville soon to work on some more songwriting, and I will never, ever give up my dream of being a country music artist. Just ever. P.S. How beautiful did Carrie Underwood look at the CMA Awards? She's so cute, pregnant! She is so cute pregnant. I just love her. I know. And Miranda Lambert is stunning. I can't wait to be up there with them one day and be like, hey, girls, I used to talk about this on my podcast, how I was going to be up here, and here I am. Anyway, okay. Now it's time for funny things about my boys. I know it's your favorite part. Mine too. Okay. KJ just recently started checking his brother's diaper. Really? So cute. So he goes up to Bentley. If I say, KJ, did you go potty? Because usually he'll poop and blame it on Bentley, which we talked about in the last podcast. Anyway, he'll go up to Bentley and he'll pull his little diaper out and check down there and see if there's any poop. And then if Bentley did go number two, he goes, Benny poop boo. What? He is such a good helper. And the other day I was in the kitchen and I turned around and they were in their high chairs, like right next to each other. And I turned around and KJ was sharing his applesauce with Bentley, feeding it to him, and Bentley was eating it. I'm like, what? This is why you have kids, so they can do things for you. I'm just kidding. But it was really cute. I loved it. Okay. And a funny thing about Bentley is he was saying mama for a while, and that was like all he said. And then he said bubba for a while, and that was all he said. Now all he says is dada. So when like 6:30 in the morning rolls around and Bentley wakes up and is standing up in his crib and wants someone, what do you think he says? Dada. And I'm like, Chris, he's calling you. He doesn't want me to pick him up. You have to go in there and get him. Chris is like, what? I'm like, listen to him. He says dada now. And no father can turn down a baby who says dada.
Nope.
So he has to go get him. And then he brings him in our room, I feed him a bottle and put him back to sleep, and he just hangs out with us and talks instead of going back to sleep, so none of us get to go back to sleep, but it's really, really cute. That's some funny things about my little buddies. Okay. Okay, so guys, I was searching the internet for just, you know, interesting facts, whatever, and most places have dress codes for their employees. Well, did you know that Starbucks has dress codes for their employees? Apparently, their employees are not allowed to have any tattoos on their neck or their face. So my husband would be out. He could never get hired there because he has neck tattoos and he has a teardrop. His homie died. Don't look at me like that, Doug.
I didn't know he had a teardrop.
He does. He has one. What? I know. Once you get to know someone that has a lot of tattoos, it's like you don't really see the tattoos anymore. You just see like the awesome person, right?
Yeah.
No, he has a teardrop under his left eye.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's got a teardrop.
I'll look at nothing but that.
He's dangerous.
From this point forward.
It's his friend died, and that's why he got it. And he also has the Ohm symbol like up on his forehead, mm-hmm. where his receding hairline is.
Easy.
Like right in
Easy.
There.
Easy.
Fills it in, though, so you can't tell it receded.
It's going to get bigger and bigger.
But only
He's
on one side.
He's going to keep adding to the tattoo.
He's
going
to have to get an Ohm symbol on the other side of his head, too, to like fill it all in. That's a pretty good idea. You could get a head tattoo.
I was going to get a tattoo of cornrows.
What? Did I just tell the audience that you're balding?
Yeah. No. There's no ing anymore. Yeah.
I want to say, I think dudes care so much more about whether they have hair or not. Like, I don't care, like, if someone doesn't have hair or has hair. I've never been like, I'm not attracted to that dude because he's bald. Like, that's never been a thing for me. My mom actually loves bald guys.
If Jason Statham stopped caring, I think I would look like him. Like, if you give him a good 2 years to buffet it up, I think I would look like him.
Buffet it up or just live in Arkansas.
True.
Yeah, same difference. Jason Statham. Yeah. See, I don't care. I don't care, like, if people have hair or not. It's never been a thing for me. I really do think that guys care a lot more about it than women.
Yeah, you have no idea. When it starts happening, that's all you think about. Then you start looking at everybody. Like, if you ask me any celebrity that's thinning or who has a great head of hair, I could tell you everybody in Hollywood who wears a piece or has stuff or had work done. That's what you obsess over.
But see, girls don't care that much.
Yeah, I don't care anymore either. Apathy took over.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's why I'm not wearing a hat. You know, if I cared, I'd wear a hat 24/7.
That's true. I don't know if I've ever seen you wear a hat before.
Yeah.
Just headphones.
Yeah,
lot.
That's
it. Yeah. Well, that's your job, so you better wear them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you also, at Starbucks, you can't have any rings with stones in them. Mm. So, like, if you're married, you can't be showing that off. You just have to wear, it says you have to wear a regular wedding band with no stones.
Mm.
I guess it's a super big health hazard if your stone falls in the coffee, though, and somebody swallows your diamond and then they choke on it. I'd be like, yes, I swallowed a diamond from Starbucks. Woo!
How do you make coffee if your stone falls out? I've worked in food industry and never thought about a stone falling out.
I don't know. I've never. I mean, can you wear a stone at McDonald's? What's the difference? They have coffee.
Yeah.
And like, why would your stone just be falling out?
I don't know.
I guess if you were stoned and your stone fell out, you wouldn't notice.
Bazinga.
Bazinga. Anyway, gross. People get stoned. That's so gross to me. Okay. Let's see. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, I wanted to mention that I'm going to be in the local production here in Hot Springs of The Nutcracker this year. My mother-in-law volunteered me because she played Mother Ginger last year, and I guess this year she's the mayor, so she's actually like super busy all the time, but I force her to babysit my kids. Just kidding. She loves watching these little bitty people. But other than babysitting, her schedule is packed. So she volunteered me, and I'm so excited. I get to play Mother Ginger, and it turns out one of my really good friends here in town, Nadia, her daughter Avery, is one of the little gingerbread girls that comes out from underneath the big poofy skirt and everything. So cute. Anyway, so that's December 5th, 6th, and 7th. I don't know the exact times. I know the 5th and the 6th, I think they're like at nighttime, and the 7th is like middle of the day. But it's going to be at the Five Star Theater here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and I'm playing Mother Ginger and the Nutcracker. So y'all, if you're listening and you're from Hot Springs, you better come and bring me some flowers. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. But be sure to come up and say, hey, I listen to your podcast, and that's why I'm here, because I'll give you a prize.
Okay.
It's a I will high five you. I might even hug you. Just Whoa. Depends on what I'm feeling like that evening. Mm-hmm. Or middle of the day on the 7th or whatever. All right. Okay, let's go to another Twitter question because I love my people. Okay, my girl Brenda A. Fariaf. I don't know how to say her last name. I think she speaks Portuguese, so I'm not sure how to say it. But anyway, she said... Oh, she said a few things. One of them says, do you know you mean the world to me? That is so sweet. Ugh. Okay, the other one, she said, what's the best thing about being a celebrity? Oh, that's a really good question. There's a lot of good perks about it. I mean, let's see. I think my favorite thing about being a celebrity is that I get to meet new people all the time and I get to influence other people. You know, like, I love being a role model. I take that really seriously. Like, I'm not perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But I think... being able to like tweet out to people and like a million people care what I say, that's a really big responsibility, and I love that. Like, I think it's awesome that I get to like share my faith with people and talk about my babies, and my little babies have like little fans and stuff, and I just think it's really fun to meet new people, and I get to sign autographs. And unfortunately, there's some people in the industry that are celebrities that are like not nice to their fans. I'll tell you one person who I've met who's actually like super good to her fans is Miley Cyrus. I've met her a few times. I guest starred on Hannah Montana like forever ago. And say what you want about her, like personal life or her music choices lately or whatever. I mean, she's going through something, I think. But she's so good to her fans. Like, mm-hmm. She spends time with them. She makes sure she says hello. She signs autographs. She was even like that on Hannah Montana. Like, she's just really good to her fans. And obviously Taylor Swift is. She did, what, like a 13-hour meet and greet once?
Wow.
When she... had that, she was touring for her album 13. She did a 13-hour meet and greet with her fans. First of all, I don't know how you even speak after 13 hours of meeting your fans. Second of all, I hope she wasn't outside and it was like winter, because whoa, yeah. It would be so cold. But it's important when you're in the limelight to be good to your people, and I think getting the opportunity to do that is a really cool thing about being a celebrity.
When I first met you, I didn't know anything. Well, I knew the term, but I didn't know anything about meningitis.
Yeah.
So the fact that you had a platform, yep. and didn't literally after I met you, you're on Today Show like the next week talking about it. I was yeah. like, oh, awesome. And then yeah. when it hit home locally, when a young lady got it, I thought of you instantly, and you shared the story to make it even further with all your Twitter followers and Instagram and all that stuff.
Yeah, and you're not, I mean, people are given opportunities like that, but more on a grand scale when you're a celebrity. So when I got meningitis at 19, I didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And fortunately for me, my mom had just seen some random program about it on television like a month before. And basically, like, meningitis is when you feel like the flu and strep and mono, like times 1,000 all put into one. Mm-hmm. And the big distinguishing factor is that you feel like you got hit with a baseball bat in your neck. For me, it was everywhere my body bent. But anyway, I was in a hospital for like a week and a half. My doctor's like, you're dying. And then I didn't die.
Well, it's good for her. Yeah,
yes,
it's good. Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there that don't know much about meningitis. They don't know that there's a vaccine available. There's now, I know at least in the state of Texas, going into college, it's required that you get the meningitis vaccine. Mm-hmm. And in some elementary schools, it's required, but not everywhere. Like, everybody gets a flu shot, but you don't get a meningitis vaccine. Like, meningitis can kill you in 24 hours. So yeah. I got to be a part of that platform and go about around and talk about it. And I actually was going around with a mom who lost her son to it. Wow. He died, like, within 12 hours of contracting it. And for something like that, I'm glad that I was able to participate in that. I'm not glad I got meningitis, but I feel like God uses all things for good, mm-hmm. even like really tough circumstances. And so for me to be able to give back and try to help somebody and maybe save somebody's life, you know, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, to use the gift you're given to better serve
yeah.
is what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Speaking of better serving, my mother-in-law just won mayor again.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just served her four. Yeah. Go Ruth. She just served her 4 years. Served her four. It's like she was in prison. Anyway, she was reelected. So I think it becomes official in like a couple days. But she won by like 30-something votes.
Yeah.
That's like not a lot.
No, not a lot at all.
Like, whoa.
You live in a small town. Not that small.
Not that small. I mean, how many people live here? Like 40,000 or something?
Yeah, it's right around the...
Yeah, I totally made that up.
There's 36,000 city, 80,000 metro. The next biggest whoa. City has 500,000, so...
Little Rock has 500,000?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's
it's the 86th largest city as far as media goes. Don't quote me on that one. It's in the mid-80s. It's right there.
I was born in 86, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it's the 86th
cool.
largest.
Done. I'll call them, make them change. Kick some people out, bring some people in, whatever we got to do.
Yeah. And also, did you know that there's no compensation for being the mayor?
Wow.
She does not get paid. At all. I don't know why she does it.
A lot of frustration.
Yeah. I mean, people are rude. Like, people comment on Facebook and they say rude things. Like, first of all, y'all need to check yourselves, okay? Half the time, y'all don't even know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And the other half of you probably didn't even vote. So, leave her alone. She's a good woman. She loves the Lord and she tries to do the best she can for the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really proud of her.
I can tell.
I know it was really stressful. I said, your husband needs to buy you a massage and you need to go get your shoulders massaged. Because you look stressed. She said, I do need that.
And you walked into a two Ruth family?
I did. Well, technically, I already had I had two Ruths on my side.
Wow.
So altogether, there would be five between me and Chris. Because my grandma's name is Ruth. My great-grandmother was Ruth before she passed. Chris's mom is Ruth. My sister-in-law is Sarah Ruth. And their daughter, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, mm-hmm. or however that works, and their daughter is Phoenix Ruth.
Yeah. That's awesome.
What?
Yeah, we're a lot of genes. I'll go over my genes because nobody cares about that. I'll tell you off the show.
Yeah, tell me later. Oh my gosh, so funny. Okay, how much time do I have left?
You got 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
And don't forget, we got a 5 and 10 contest coming up.
Oh yes, we do.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah, let's just hit it. I'm really bad at these things, but I love this song.
Hey everybody, it's time for 5 and 10. All right, I'm going to give 10 seconds on the clock. Last time we did children's TV shows, which you're pretty good at.
Okay, but I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm so bad.
I mean,
under
everybody
pressure.
Wants you to be successful, and they'll all be upset if you're not. But don't. There's no stress. No stress. Five okay. and 10. 10 seconds on the clock. Give me 5 of your favorite country artists, and go.
Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Brad Paisley, Clay Walker, and George Strait.
Too easy. I know it's too
so
easy, but
easy.
Well, you started talking about the CMAs, and I just yes. wanted to see, literally, I wanted to see who your favorites were.
Yeah.
And that's the easiest way to do it, is make people say it. Like, if I said Fruits, you would, like, go over the ones you want.
Yeah.
You're not going to go over the ones you don't like.
Yeah, that's true.
Squash. Ugh, is that
but
a fruit? What is that?
Sometimes under pressure, though, like, people just fold. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's like you watch these game shows on TV, and you're like, come on. Like, who doesn't know that answer? But if you were up there, you might not know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, timed things, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, my Tiff wants me to do anything that has to do with trivia type of game show. She thinks I'm the cash cow for that.
You should try it.
Because...
My mom was the cash cow for not Jeopardy, what am I saying? Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
So freaking good at that. Every time she would cook dinner, she would watch Wheel of Fortune. She always knew the words before. I'm like, Mom, you got to get on that show, and she never did.
I qualified for Who Wants to Be... No, Weakest Link, when that was a thing.
You qualified to be the weakest
Yeah, they came
link.
They came, and I was supposed to help promote it on the radio station.
Okay.
And so they said, hey, why don't you come on down? And
yeah.
I went down, and I was the only one that aced. Like, I got everything correct.
Okay, so what happened?
My boss wouldn't let me off work to be on it.
Crap.
I know, right?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, 30 seconds left.
I can't believe that.
I know.
That makes me angry.
Well, you shouldn't be.
I could never be on Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune or any of those things. I'd have to be on like a diaper-changing speed show. Then I would totally win.
That sounds like a game show no one wants.
I'm super good at that. Let's make up a game show about doing things for babies.
Baby time.
It's called Baby Time. Are you good or are you bad?
You get put in a corner. Yeah. You get timeout.
Oh, yeah, timeout, timeout.
That's what it's going to be called.
You get a big spanking.
It's called timeout.
That is what it's called.
Done and done. All right, we're working on it, so don't go after it. We're going to send it right to get all the credentials that's needed.
Patent, copyright, everything. Don't even try to
steal
it.
I'm the EP.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're the EP of my podcast and of timeout.
All right.
All right, see y'all. We'll see y'all.
No, that was it. Bye.
Bye. Tips 20. Yeah. Oh, my God. Cool. Put that in the podcast.